Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, October 8th. Coming up, the grape harvest for wine is in full swing, but in some regions, the last few years have been tough. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters blocked the intersection of Green Street and Goodwin Avenue in Urbana yesterday on the two-year anniversary of Israel's war in Gaza. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Hamad Mahmoud is heading home from the protest with his wife and children. He pulls out his phone to show me a picture of rubble.
See, this is my home. And the girl here, she's our cousin. She living in this room. She died. She has 3 kids.
He says Israeli bombing in southern Lebanon killed his cousin. Hezbollah and Israel began a ceasefire last year, but Israel has continued to strike the region. Jewish student groups at the U of I also held a remembrance event earlier in the day yesterday. Israel and Hamas are currently having peace talks to discuss an end to the war in Gaza. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says the Trump administration's plan to send hundreds of National Guard members to Chicago is unconstitutional and an abuse of the American military. Duckworth is a retired Army National Guard lieutenant colonel herself, and she has advice for Guard members who may object to the president's orders.
They need to carry out a lawful order, and they need to execute their orders, and they don't need to put themselves in a place where they could be court-martialed.
Despite fierce opposition from Illinois' elected leaders, including Duckworth, members of the Illinois and Texas National Guard are now in Illinois. The Trump administration says they are here to help maintain order and protect federal facilities and personnel. The University of Illinois' Soybean Innovation Lab nearly shut down earlier this year after the Trump administration cut USAID funding. An anonymous donation helped the lab continue with limited staff. And IPM Student Newsroom's Stephanie Oriana reports additional funding could be on the way.
Lab leaders say they're awaiting final approval for a $1.5 million grant from a research foundation. The money will help them expand their efforts to increase the number of soybean varieties available to African nations. Julia Paniago is the product lead of the Soybean Innovation Lab. She says giving countries more soybean varieties will improve local economies.
The local community will get more money. The industry will produce more. The poultry, the meat industry, all the industry will develop.
The lab hopes to register 10 to 15 soybean varieties by 2027. I'm Stephanie Oriana, IPM News.
The Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board has approved a request from OSF Healthcare to restructure operations at the Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana. That includes cutting back or moving some specialty services. OSF says it wants its Urbana and Danville locations to become one hospital with two campuses. That means services like open heart surgery, orthopedics, pulmonology, and pediatrics would be reduced or relocated to Danville or Bloomington. The hospital would retain an emergency room in Urbana while expanding behavioral health services, which it says is a growing need in the community. OSF says it's restructuring due to declining patient volumes in Urbana, growing operating losses, and to eliminate services being offered by other providers. In a statement, a spokesperson for OSF said patients are being informed of their options. The organization wants the restructuring to be complete by the beginning of next year. Still to come, the grape harvest for wine is in full swing, but in some regions, the last few years have been tough. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, a look at your forecast. Here's a look at your forecast from the National Weather Service. For today, sunny skies with a high near 70 degrees and calm wind. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 39 degrees. Northeast wind gusting up to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow on Thursday, sunny with a high of 69 degrees and calm wind. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low of 39 degrees and calm wind. And looking on to Friday, sunny skies with a high near 72 degrees and calm wind.
Next time on the 21st show, after the holiest days on the Jewish calendar, a conversation reflecting on Jewish life and history in Central Illinois. We'll talk with an archivist for an oral history project and a longtime member of the community. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The American Heartland has seen a big boom in the number of wineries over the last three decades. But U.S. wine sales have trended down since 2019. As part of the Food Roots series, Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports on what that means for grape growers and winemakers across the region.
In northern Iowa, the morning sun lights up a vineyard surrounded by cornfields. The grape harvest began half an hour ago with a machine pulled by a small tractor. It combs the trellises, shaking grapes off the vine. A conveyor belt pulls them into a bin. Ann Zwink is an award-winning winemaker at Soldier Creek Winery.
We're actually harvesting four varieties today because everything became ripe all at once last week in the heat.
One of those grape varieties is La Crescent. She says its cold hardiness and disease resistance makes it a staple for wine in Iowa and other parts of the Midwest.
It produces a really delicious orange muscat type of aroma. So like orange blossom, tea, honey, citrus.
Zwink says the harvest this year is lower than average. The vines are still recovering from a four-year drought. Herbicides also drifted in from nearby fields, damaging a few acres. But she says the biggest challenge for her family's winery and others around the state are sales.
We have a really hard cash flow problem right now, where we have a lot of money in the tanks, and it's hard to actually sell the product that's in the tank.
And they're not the only ones with this issue.
Globally in the U.S., you know, wine sales are on the decline.
That's Randall Voss, a fruit crop field specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He says part of it has to do with more competition from hard seltzers and canned cocktails. But the number of American adults who say they drink alcohol has also dropped to 54%, according to a recent Gallup poll. That's the lowest on record in nearly 90 years.
Right now, we have a greater supply of grapes than demand. And so it's a challenge in that, what do you do, right? Do you ride it out and hopefully in a couple of years it'll be better? Or do you pull out that vineyard and that's a long-term decision?
Texas recently emerged as one of the top wine producers in the U.S., but the state is also seeing a dip in sales. Michael Cook is a viticulturalist with Texas A&M Extension.
Yes, things are slowing down right now, but there's hope that, you know, this slump will bounce back very quickly.
Cook says Texas grape growers and winemakers are faring better than the large production-focused operations in California and Washington. Tourism underscores the success of Texas wineries.
The Hill Country is kind of what most people think about when they think about Texas wine. A lot of it is because it's so close to Austin and San Antonio, and there's tons of tourism associated with the wine industry there.
This includes live music, food, and festivals. Southern Illinois is another area that draws in people from around the region. Ryan Phelps is a winemaker and grape grower at Clad and Cordon.
There's a lot of hiking in the area, a lot of outdoor activities, a lot of lakes for fishing. So we have that extra tourism bringing people here.
Along with tourists from St. Louis and Chicago, Phelps says many come from cities in Tennessee. That state is one of the few that's seen a significant increase in per capita wine consumption. Phelps sees more opportunity for growth.
I mean, I think in our area, people are probably even putting in more vines. I know we are personally.
Back at Soldier Creek Winery, Ann Zwink and her family sanitize equipment to crush and ferment several tons of grapes from their Iowa vineyard. She says the winery hosts live music and other events to draw people in, but northern Iowa is largely farmland. It's not a major tourist destination.
We're finding that we have to constantly be creating something new in order to keep interest there and to follow the trends of what consumers want.
They're producing hard cider and experimenting with new grapes. Even if those efforts are successful for just a year, Zwink says it's worth it. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Mala Iqbal, Stephanie Oriana, Arjun Tucker, and Rachel Kramer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.